on a network of 91 stations around Australia. Radio TAB.
The trade period finishes for the AFL, and be interesting to hear from our next guest because he is the Brisbane Lions football manager, David Noble. Good morning, David.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Look, it's always an interesting time is trade period, and particularly the last day, or the last even to define it more, the last couple of minutes or last half hour or so is always the most interesting.
It is. We're a little disappointed that we actually weren't the last trade of the whole night. But anyway, we gave it a crack. I think we were the second last. But yeah, it just seems to be continuing to build each year, doesn't it? There's massive interest in it. And, you know, the movement of players that we now have in the competition certainly stimulates a lot of interest.
David, great to be able to chat with you this morning. Can you go through for us, please, how it all played out now that it's been done for two of the trades? First one, we'll start with the negative, then go with the positive. Dane Beams.
Yeah, look, we were at a point where certainly we didn't want to trade Dane. We were at a point that the Collingwood Footy Club had some interest. Dane had some interest in going back to there. We really stood our ground until the point that the Collingwood Footy Club came to us with a deal that was too good for us to not consider, which allows us to sort of continue to move our list. And I think with the ins and outs, and it can become quite complex in, you know, how many picks you've got and futures and points and all that type of thing. But ultimately, Dane had some reasons that he expressed that he wanted to go back to Collingwood. They were able to suffice us with a trade, and ultimately, guys, it was our decision to trade him.
Yeah. Yep. So in you get what, pick 18,
yep,
and as well you get a future first round selection.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we felt that you know, everybody sort of has an idea or a value perspective that, you know, you tend to look at. The CEO was down with myself and Dom Ambrogio and Steve Canole over the last sort of couple of days, and we certainly had our chairman involved in discussions, and we felt that it got to a point finally yesterday from Collingwood that it was worth considering. And pick 18, which basically means we replaced the pick that we used for that gun Lachie Neale that we've just bought in, and then we replaced a future first, which we did to help that trade go through.
Well, let's talk about the positive.
Just before you do, and I know this is football and it's professional football, but did it hurt at all when you saw not only Dane in a Collingwood strip again, but saying, oh, my heart's always been with Collingwood?
Yeah, it's an intriguing one, isn't it? It's I guess it doesn't sit all that comfortably. I'm sure it probably doesn't sit that comfortably with a lot of our fans. You know, he recommitted. We'd had a discussion with him, myself and the CEO, not long ago, and then all of a sudden to sort of hear that, I guess that's the sentiment and the understanding that people need to understand, that when you get to that point as a club, we have to make a decision about continuing to build the culture. And, you know, do you hold someone who, you know, isn't going to really buy into what you're going to do, or do you, you know, maximise your value? And I think the trade period, you have to be really clear about unattaching that emotional component of your trade period and looking at it from a logical perspective, and that's what we had to do. And make no mistake, and our fans should be very clearly aware that we are moving forward.
And that's the important thing when you see who's coming in, and to be able to land a terrific pickup here in Lachie Neale, who genuinely wants to be part of the club and what you're doing there at the Lions.
Oh, look, guys, we should be really excited. We had three players, and we missed out on one in Mitch Wallace, but we had three players that basically put their hand up and said, we want to come to your club because we really like what you're doing and where you're going. Lockie's not only a very good player, he's an elite player in all of the categories that he is. He's the leading possession winner in the competition in the last 5 years. So we've been able to land a South Australian country boy who has, you know, picked our club as a club that's going places, and he's going to add enormously into that area. he hits not only the midfield growth that we wanted to continue to improve, but that age profile that we've been on about in the last sort of couple of years. And I think if you look at last year with Charlie Cameron coming in, and this year with Link McCarthy, Lachie Neal, Marcus Adams, they're all in that sort of 23 to 26 year old bracket. But Lachie and Jules, his partner, they're a ripping couple, and our fans are going to have a lot of enjoyment watching him play for us in the coming years.
Good work.
What about Marcus Adams, Lincoln McCarthy as well, on top of Lachie Neal, just really adds, well, both of them in different ways, adds a lot to the lineup.
They do, yeah. Marcus has been at a successful club that's played in the grand final and won a premiership, so, you know, that adds to what he can bring. He's a really rugged, tough, competitive defender who can also play forward that we think is really going to help, you know, the Harris Andrews and Darcy Gardner down in that back end, or we could flip him forward and he could help out, you know, Eric and Dan McStay in that area, because he's just a bustling, competitive, big guy that we sort of need. He's got great speed. So from that side of things, it's a good acquisition, versatile, again, another really good character of a person coming in. And yeah, Link McCarthy's is a guy that I've sort of seen play coming through the juniors in Adelaide when I was at the Adelaide Footy Club, and if we can get him fit, he'll nearly be a bargain buy for the competition, I reckon.
Is it fair to say that, you know, I know that things have changed over the years in as far as how the trade period works, but the group that have mastered it the best, and it goes on what he was saying with John there before about you know, the feeling for the fans in a lot of what has gone on when players with trades and the like, and we don't quite often hear from the players, but their managers themselves, who don't really give two hoots about the club, or in particular the fans of those clubs. They want the best for their client, because then they get the best themselves. They've really learnt how to manipulate or master the talk that comes on things like trade radio and the like during this period.
Yeah, it's become, and look, I think we're a victim of our own circumstances, I reckon, because with free agency coming in, it's led us over the last two or three years to this point where it is, and you're right, the managers do tend to function at this time of year as a business. They tend to look at it, you know, in that manner with their client. As a collective, we all sign our free agents earlier now for longer periods. We look at our high-end talent and we try to extend their contracts earlier.
Yep.
And so what gets left over, unfortunately, is players that are, you know, continuing to try to build their career, and if they tend to fall out of contract, most clubs are after the high-end talent, and so therefore players are now moving more regularly that are in contract. So that's sort of where we've been almost forced to look at it, and the ones that can do it the best or are able to offer, you know, the players an opportunity to grow, or an environment where they feel like they're going to be safe and happy and grow as individuals, then they're the clubs that I think are going to succeed in the coming years.
Yeah. Mate, just overall, from not just from a Lions perspective now, but just looking overall at the trade period, who do you see as...